Hello, and you're listening to 3CR 855 on your AM dial. This is Amy, and today we are bringing you a special broadcast from the 2024 May Day March. We are going to be crossing live in a moment to the team on the ground with Annie McLaughlin doing some vox pops and chatting to the various stalls and people who've attended the rallies today.
Viva el pueblo, vivan los trabajadores.
Long live the people, long live the workers. You're tuned in to 3CR Community Radio on May Day, International Workers Day, a day of international solidarity. Don't move that dial.
And good morning, or yeah, it is. It's still, well, it's just gone into the afternoon, and we're down here outside the Victoria Trades Hall. It's a beautiful day, not a rain cloud inside. It's a blue day, blue sky day. It's a lovely day. And right sitting beside us is Len Cooper, who's the secretary of the May Day Committee, because of course people are all arrayed here waiting for the speeches that start at one. Tell us about organising this day, Len.
Okay, thank you. Well, basically, we're aware that For 131 years, the people of Melbourne have been gathering on the streets and marching through town on May Day, or at around May Day, and so we see our origins in the workers' strike struggles 200 years ago, trying to win the 8-hour day for everyone, which they ultimately did. But it was big struggles and lots of sacrifices and suffering along the way. So May Day has its origins in that struggle, because out of the oppression that came from the authorities in various countries trying to oppose workers winning the 8-hour day, the people at that time decided they were going to form organisation to demonstrate every year on or around May the 1st in order to celebrate our victories and look at the problems ahead.
Yeah, one of the things about winning a battle is that for working class people, you get back to business, which is bringing food on the table, looking after your kids and their futures. But of course, doing May Day and commemorating it gives us a historical perspective, doesn't it? And it's important.
Oh, it certainly does. And of course, the May Day slogan, "Workers of the world unite, you have nothing to lose but your chains," is as relevant today as it's ever been. So we're always mindful of that when we're organising.
That's right. And there's this sort of idea that people can fight from within, but of course what happens is that the state of play for working class people has always been about exploitation and the need to actually set down what's required for a proper life. And that's where you get back to that 888 thing, isn't it?
It sure is. And I mean, quite clearly for workers, with the battles that have got on at the moment, cost of living, etc., and other battles, which will go on, I mean, the reality is that the long-term objective of May Day has always been the socialisation of society, so that instead of the rich and the powerful being in charge, the people who produce the goods and services are in charge, and that's the objective.
Can you tell us a little about your personal journey? How did you get to be the secretary of the May Day Committee, Len?
Well, I was the secretary of the Communication Workers Union for decades, and we used to always support May Day as a matter of principle, and so someone must have come along and said, well, come along the May Day Committee and help us out. So that's what I did, and that's what I'm still doing. So we're looking for a lot more younger people to join us and keep the flame alive.
Well, one of the things about today is that it really does have the international solidarity event element to it, doesn't it? So some of the themes for this week and this year are up on the stage today in the speeches, aren't they?
Yes, like the main event for us this year is that we're joining with the Palestinian demonstrators who have been demonstrating on the streets of Melbourne now since October last year. They've agreed to join up with us at some time later on this afternoon, so that May Day and the Palestinian demonstrators can hold hands together and support each other in the interests of Palestinian liberation and freedom. And so we think it's a critical issue, and so we're trying to express our solidarity by bringing them together with us and then marching. They'll lead the march through the city, which is probably the first time in history, and we're looking forward to that happening.
Yeah, because the Confederation of Workers Union in Palestine actually called for international solidarity, didn't they?
Yes, that's right, and it's very critical at the moment given the shocking treatment being meted out to the Palestinian people. And the Palestinians have been fighting it solidly ever since their country was taken over back in 75 or more years ago. And they'll continue to fight, and eventually they'll win, and we'll be supporting them right to the end.
Now, we're down outside the Trades Hall Council building, the oldest Trades Hall in the world, in fact, on Lygon Street, just across the road from the Curtin Hotel. There's stalls, there's seats waiting for your bottom to come and fill them outside the Trades Hall Council before the speeches start at 1 o'clock. After 1 to 2, there will be an assembly of a march through the city. That's correct, isn't it?
That's correct, yes. In fact, we're expecting the Palestinians who are meeting traditionally now, it's become they're meeting outside the library, the Milner, and they're marching, after they have a few speeches themselves, they're marching up to the Trades Hall to join us. So we're hoping that they'll be here about 1 o'clock, and then we can start the official May Day platform with two speakers and some singing, and then we'll join up and march through town and come back to the Trades Hall later on to finish off with a couple more speakers. And one of the issues we'd love people to stay through, right through to, is that we are, in fact, going to hopefully carry a resolution, which is an open letter to the Prime Minister and the Premier of Victoria, calling on them to do what they should be doing over the Palestinian struggle and what they shouldn't be doing. And so we're hoping a message from this meeting today, or a strong message, will go to the Prime Minister and have an influence on what they do in the future on the Palestinian question.
One of the speakers that are coming up when we come back is Gabriel Shipton, brother of Julian Assange. This is another important element to this particular rally today, isn't it?
It certainly is, and you can draw a parallel here with what you can see happening to the students in the United States who are being oppressed viciously by the state for expressing their views. And there's a parallel in what's been done to Julian Assange, who did no more or less his job as a journalist to expose at that stage what the US were doing illegally internationally. And so we see that as one and part of the same struggle for democratic rights and for freedom.
And as they say, Palestine, Gaza is the most dangerous place for a journalist or a healthcare worker in the world right at this moment.
Yes, that's right. And the oppression that they've experienced there and the bloodbath they've experienced, you really have to say that it couldn't be worse than what the Nazis did in the last World War, and we're seeing it repeated now, ironically, in Palestine.
Thank you very much for talking to us, Len. That's Len Cooper, Secretary of the May Day Committee. We're outside the front of the Trades Hall Council on Lygon Street. They're waiting for 1 o'clock, where there'll be speeches. And we're waiting for you. You're listening to 3CR on Community Radio, live OB, down here at Lygon Street for the May Day rally and speeches. We're going to go to a song on site right at this moment.
Well, I'm here to tell you a story about a man that I once knew. Yes, he talked workers' rights until his face was blue. Well, he told us of the indiscretions that the boss oftentimes commit. He told us of discrimination, oh, and never to commit. And it's time that he was leaving, 'cause the boss wants him put down. But you see him on the Freedom Trail in every company town. 'Cause he's been organizing, oh, against wage slavery for all of the working folk in every country. He said the loggers and the miners, oh, they worked hard for their pay. It was the only game in town, but you could hear all the people say, hey, they ripped the land, now the company's gone, we have to live with what is left. You can't blame that on the workers, but it goes down as their debt. And it's a time that he was leaving, you know, the boss wants him put down. But you see him on the Freedom Trail in every company town, 'cause he's been organizing against wage slavery for all of the working folk in every country.
You're outside the, you're with 3CR, Annie, at the outside of the Victorian Trades Hall. We're doing an OB at the May Day rally. This is May the 5th. The May Day Committee does it on the first Sunday after May Day, but which is on Wednesday, where there was a rally and which we did an OB. Now we're following up with the OB for the official walk outside, starting at 1 o'clock, starting at 2, in fact. March is assembling at 2 outside Trades Hall. And one of the major themes today is recognition of the Palestinian issue that's going on at the moment, the genocide being perpetrated by the Zionist forces. Sitting beside me is Kylie, who's part of Free Palestine Melbourne. G'day, Kylie. How are you?
I'm pretty good, but can I just say I'm just a volunteer with Free Palestine Melbourne. I'm technically not a member, but I am at the rallies every week, so at the stalls.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Oh, well, I don't know about just. Being a volunteer is pretty important, if you ask me.
Yeah, well, you know, we're a growing movement, which is really great. And, yeah, like I've known everybody involved with Free Palestine Melbourne for, gosh, I can't remember now, but I moved to Melbourne in 2007, so I've known them since then, really.
So you've been fighting the good fight since then?
Yeah, yeah, down here in Melbourne, definitely.
Okay, and what led you to pick the issue of Palestine as your volunteer focus?
Well, I suppose it started for me in the first Intifada. I was just out of school by then and at TAFE. Couldn't help but see it happening on the TV and on the radio back then, and even in the papers, which is how we got our media back then. But it was, to me, it was galvanising seeing those images. And then I started reading and doing my own stuff. And, yeah, ever since then I've been advocating for Palestine, its freedom. And so when I moved to Melbourne, the first thing I did really was to try and find a group to work with. And the first thing I did was go to a film night, a film weekend at the State Library, which I think was in 2007, where I met lots of people from now APAN and Free Palestine Melbourne people. So, yeah.
And of course, we all know that since last October, the issue of the destruction of Palestine and the genocide has become absolutely critical.
Oh, it's absolutely appalling what's happening. I mean, what's happening in Gaza is just a tragedy every single second. How people are surviving, I have no idea. How they can manage to live and still find little moments of joy that they can put on their social media for us to all see is astounding. I just find it remarkable. And the least we can do is turn up and witness it and advocate for freedom and justice for Palestine, and not just in Gaza but also in the West Bank, which is absolutely shocking what's happening with hardly any attention from the world. Just the detaining of children still in Palestine, in the West Bank and in Jerusalem is at record numbers, let alone what's happening to the children in Gaza. So, yeah.
Well, you've come to the May Day, International Solidarity Day, and you're doing a stall here. That's important as well, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Like, the unions have really stood up since October the 7th. They've always been strong for Palestine, always, especially the MUA, always. So seeing how it's spreading throughout all of the unions within Victoria is amazing to me. And it's really that strength of solidarity that you gain standing beside each other and working towards justice and freedom for Palestine. It's how you just keep going, because that's what we all have to do, is just keep going. So, and honouring the lives and the deaths and the murders and the detaining of the young and the old in Palestine and everywhere in Palestine. So, yeah, I mean, Jerusalem and the West Bank need to still have their eyes, our eyes, on them and highlighting what's happening there, as well as what's happening in Gaza, because it's all of Palestine that needs to be free, all of it, and everybody needs to be free from jails within Israel, that no one knows where half the people are, half the workers that come out of Gaza still haven't returned after they were abducted and not allowed to return from that day. So shocking. It's just shocking what's happening. The extent of it is appalling.
Thank you very much for talking to us today, Kylie, and
thanks.
You for your solidarity.
Yeah, and how great is May Day to bring everybody together for Palestine. So thank you guys for turning up as well. Thanks.
And that was Kylie. She's a volunteer with Free Palestine Melbourne. And that's one of the major themes for today's May Day march and rally. There's going to be a meeting up of the rally here and the traditional, well, it's become traditional now since October last year, for the Palestinian support rallies to be attended here in Melbourne outside the State Library. And there's going to be a meeting up of the rallies today. And now we're going to move to some of our union supporters for 3CR down at this OB outside the Trades Hall Council for May Day. We've got Rusty from Fire Up, and we've got Pickles from Fire Up.
Wazza.
Oh, okay. All right, I only recognise you from your voices, and now I get to see you. How are you?
Yeah, good. It's obviously a fantastic day, and it's good to see everyone down here. Everyone's got smiles on their face. All the kids are down here getting something to eat. You know, everyone's got their stand set up, as we do, obviously, to the left of you. So we've got the T-shirts happening. It's a phenomenal day.
Yeah, I like the T-shirts.
I'm sorry you have to look at us face to face. We've definitely got voices for radio, so yeah. The heads don't match.
Terrible heads, definitely.
Yeah. Well, it's great to have such solidarity, and it's great to hear your... every 2 weeks, the plumbers come on to 3CR to give out their message. How important is it for you to be able to do that?
I think it's fantastic, to be honest. Especially, we've had the stalwarts running it for a long time, and now there's some fresh blood coming through with a lot of the younger guys, younger organisers that have come on the road, and also bringing in the next genners and a lot of the site reps as well to just give their view on the industry from the industry as well. So it's really good.
Yeah, okay. And so have you enjoyed doing the radio?
Yeah, it's great. It's great. You get to catch up early in the morning and talk nonsense on the radio, have a laugh. Most of the time it doesn't make sense, I think. So if the listeners can make sense of it, good on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so how important is May Day for the plumbers?
Well, as you can see from our store, like obviously we do have a lot of members here. It's very important, especially it's more so for the next generation coming through to keep carrying that banner for the older generation who obviously taught us things over along the way, as one would say. And it is very important to us young blokes as well as the older generation. You've got Barry Fitton out there, you know, organiser back in the day for us, and he's still toppling around. You've got Earl, our secretary. You know, there's a lot of important people. Andy Wallace, ex-assistant secretary. So it just shows the...
Is Andy here?
Yeah, big Andy Wallace is here.
He hasn't been so well, so is he okay?
Yes, nah, so he's been fighting, obviously, that dirty word that starts with C, cancer, and he's doing a terrific job as far as getting treatment and all that, and he's getting back on the horse, as one would say, because he's just got to keep fighting, like we do on a daily day, or, you know, daily struggle, as one would say, when it comes to, obviously, all these sort of events, and this May Day is a prime example of what's happening and our daily struggles that we do every day, even as HSRs, organisers and union officials.
And he's tough as nails. I mean... He's been fighting it for a long time, but it hasn't got him, and I don't think it will. He's too tough for that. So It's great to see him out at events like this and whenever he can, because obviously, yeah, there's treatments and all the rest of it, knock him around a little bit, but he'll always turn up for May Day.
Yeah, well, it's great to be able to use May Day as a way of having the past, the present and the future come together, right?
I think we're doing a really good job internally with the union, with the next gen that are coming through and all the rest of it, really passing on the knowledge and the history of the union movement and all these events and these days that mean so much to trade unionists globally, really. The May Day, 8-hour day, all the conditions that we fight for and still today that we fight for, the bosses never want to let us keep them. They always try to take them. So to turn up on a Sunday...
No, they try to make out that they're being generous.
Oh, yeah, they're doing us favours. Always doing us a favour. Yeah. But to turn up on your day off, some of us, it's our only day off. Work 6 days a week and we turn up because it means that much to us. And just to really show the bosses that we don't care, we'll do it in our own time as well.
Yeah, that's right. It's a lovely day too.
Oh, crap. Better than last year. It was a bit miserable last year with the rain and the weather.
Yeah, I do actually remember last year carrying, obviously, the gazebo out here, and it was almost took a few of our delegates away. We'd have to replace them. They almost flew away with the wind. Obviously, all the rain and everything else in between, so it was a bit of a miserable day last year, but we still got the same amount of numbers regardless, so it's absolutely terrific, and I commend everyone that's obviously come down today to this awesome event.
Thank you very much for talking to us at this live outside broadcast. It's a 3CR special May Day outside the Trades Hall Council buildings on Lygon Street. And we're talking to Rusty and Wazza from the Fire Up Plumbers Show, which comes on 3CR every fortnight to give you an understanding of what their world is. And thank you very much for talking to us today.
Nice, thank you.
Beautiful, thank you for having us.
Yeah, we'll go to a song.
Every cent that I made, I spent. Cut the check and I paid my pen. Now all I got is this pocket land. Bank to run the world ain't my friend. Man that owned the land ain't my kin. Fingers crossed at the ATM. All I got is this pocket land. Pocket land.
Only got the crumb sitting in my mustache. Time to get away, get off my broke ass. Getting on a plane, no plan to go back. Ain't no place like home, I know that. But there were a couple dudes I know that smoke crack. And they say that, hey, it ain't so bad. But they don't really know they got a rich old man. Talking about some land that I don't have. Talking about some avocado don't smash. Haves don't wanna know what I don't have. And the backbone give me a loan for home brand. I'm just trying to support my own fam. But I can't even afford a home in my homeland. Cause all I got is some pocket land. Yeah, I said, all I got is some pocket land. Yeah, all I got is just some pocket land. Yeah, pocket land, pocket land, pocket land. The fruit, the fish, the wine, and rest, the battery dead, the arm and the lid, to get a card and the egg, a bottle of white, a bottle of red, a bottle of mist, the money she lent, the money you spent, the money you meant, so pay the rent, hit a repo man again, unread envelope.
And you're back with Annie outside the Victorian Trades Hall and our very special OB for 3CR, your radio station. On May Day, the official May Day march, the march starts at 2, there's speeches at 1, and you can hear there's more and more people turning up. And sitting at my right is Dean Borg, Assistant Secretary of the MUA Victoria Branch. G'day, Dean, how are you?
Oh, good morning, Annie. I'm fantastic. Thank you. What a perfect day in Melbourne for a wonderful celebration of International Workers' Day.
It is.
In the heart of the Australian trade union movement outside the beautiful Victorian Trades Hall. What a day.
Yeah, it is. It's wonderful. And, of course, the MUA always puts on a great sausage sizzle down the road there.
They do. The boys are cooking frantically there and selling some snags, so they've got cold drinks there as well, so yeah
fantastic. And of course we've got a whole array of seats there waiting for the people to come down and listen to the speeches, but of course people are all mingling at the moment, aren't they?
It is, and that's what it's all about at daylight today, is coming together, like-minded working class people, and having a celebration.
Yeah. Yeah, and of course the MUA every second week fire up. You're one of the regulars on the 3CR MUA Fire Up show. You tag team with the plumbers. How important is it for the MUA to have their own radio slot?
It's extremely important. We get a lot of positive feedback about Fire Up Radio. You know, over the last couple of years since it's been we've been, you know, doing it. It's about keeping people informed as well, not only on the issues that we're facing within the community or political issues that we're doing, but also to just keep them updated with what the MUA is doing and the greater trade union movement. But we get a lot of positive feedback from our members in regards to the radio show. It's really good. And it's we're gradually getting a larger audience, which is fantastic. So it's definitely working well and getting the message out there.
I mean, I found it very interesting that in recent negotiations, because not just Victoria, but of course a lot of the negotiations that the MUA does is nationwide.
Yes.
There's a lot of coverage in the mainstream media, but the message coming from the MUA isn't necessarily being covered except on 3CR.
Yeah, exactly right. And it's funny you mention that, because it's not only our members that are listening. We've got management from some of these companies listening in as well. So, which is okay. And we're not scared to say what we believe in or how we feel about some of these managers. I'm not going to mention their name today, but they know who they are if you're listening. But
Yeah, right. That's good. I mean, it's good to be able to set the record straight. That's what I'm saying.
It sure is, definitely. And this is our forum to do it, right?
Yeah, that's right. Just to remind people, we're doing an OB outside the Trades Hall, Victorian Trades Hall. This is May Day. There's going to be a march. There's going to be speeches. Speeches start at 1 and the march starts at 2, and there's going to be a combining of the traditional May Day march with the Palestine march in support of Palestine that happens every Sunday in Melbourne since last October. And we're in the middle of a chat with Dean Borg. He's the Assistant Secretary of the MUA down here. A lot has been happening, hasn't it, Dean, in terms of the EBAs as well as, I mean, I know for Cube, for example, we get to see the tactics that Cube uses where it wants to negotiate EBAs in every port rather than across the board. These are struggles that are constantly having to be fought in for the Maritime Union of Australia.
Yeah, exactly right. And we've come off the big DP World dispute, which everyone was well aware of. And what a fantastic outcome our officials and members and the EA negotiating committees were able to get out of that. And like you just said, we're rolling into the Cube EA round of negotiations.
It's interesting because the B is gone, hasn't it? It's enterprise agreement as opposed to enterprise bargaining agreement.
Yeah. Might be showing me age a little
EBA.
Bit. There,
No. I'm showing my age. Well, in the past, there was this pretense that we're all negotiating.
Yes. Yeah, exactly right.
Bargaining.
Yeah, bargain in good faith, as
in
we
good
always
faith.
Do.
In good faith.
Yeah, so we've got the Cube round of negotiations coming up, and we're also going in with Sea Road as well, which we've started off. We're going okay so far, but it's always busy.
Yeah, and it's always a struggle.
It's always a battle. We never win anything without a struggle. Mm. We all know that.
Yeah, and it's great, isn't it, May Day, because it reinforces the whole sense of workers' strength, which is solidarity.
It sure does. And these days are fantastic. Like, it is, you know, it's a worldwide day to recognise working class people and what we do in keeping not only our states, our countries, our industries running and prosperous, and making the bosses plenty of money off the back of our sweat and toil. So, but like you mentioned before too, it's about the political struggles that we go with as well, and what we support as a trade union movement, and we do send our love to all our Palestinian brothers and sisters. Enough bloodshed. We have been calling for a ceasefire for some time, but today is about recognising the lives lost as well over there, and hopefully bring the horrible atrocities that are happening in Gaza to an end, because enough's enough, and it needs to stop. It's horrible.
Thanks for talking to us today.
No, thank you, Annie. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Happy May Day, listeners. Thank you. Thanks for your time.
And we'll go to a track.
There are no more summer left on jobs. There are no more jobs. There are no spots left for park rangers, because there are no nerves left to save you from. But there are still careers in combat, my son. There are still careers in combat, my son.
Here at Trades Hall, outside Trades Hall, in fact, on a beautiful day. It's May Day, and the rally, the traditional rally that happens on the first Sunday after May the 1st, is happening down here outside Melbourne's Trades Hall on the corner of Lygon and Victoria. And sitting with me is Heidi. She is a female plumber, and she's here with everyone else, celebrating May Day. How are you, Heidi?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good.
That is good.
I'm so glad that you've come to the mic to talk to us.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's it like being a female plumber?
I am actually a third year apprentice, so I am loving plumbing at the moment. I'm having a great time, having a good ball. I'm doing mechanical plumbing, so just working my way through and getting to know what happens and how all these big commercial sites run and what goes on, especially with the unions.
What's a mechanical plumber? Tell us.
Mechanical plumbing does a lot of heating and cooling, so air conditioning and basically everything that flows through your gas, your refrigeration, all that sort of thing as well.
Okay, and so with the big tall buildings and also the warehouses, etc., you are looking at having a job for the rest of your life?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That is the plan.
How did you get into plumbing?
My other half's actually a plumber, so he builds commercial pools and things like that and does a lot of leak detection. Specialises in that, and so I sort of went along with him. We've worked in Indigenous communities for the last 5 years, so I was working with him and giving him a bit of a hand, just bits and pieces here and there, and we had a chat. I said, oh look, you know, I really like this. I think I could definitely run a plumbing job or do some bits and pieces, you know, and so we came back to Melbourne so that I could do my apprenticeship, and here we are 3 years later, absolutely loving it and just kicking goals, so it's great.
Plumbing's really interesting, isn't it? Because, I mean, I don't have to tell you that, but it's actually about, it's not just about the technical side, it's actually about planning. You just said
absolutely.
It, didn't you?
Absolutely, yeah, a lot of planning. A lot
imagination.
Goes into it. Yeah, there's a lot going into it all, that's absolutely for sure. So it is very busy all day long. The plans that we get are massively well constructed, and there's a lot behind the scenes that happens before we actually go to installing all our bits and pieces in terms of plumbing. So it's fantastic.
Do you find that you're the only woman on the job, or are there more jobs for women now?
It's changing. It's definitely changing. So I actually started with a program for women in plumbing, and that's how I got started. And there was about 16 of us when we first started. A few of them have dropped off here and there, but there is a lot more showing up on site now. I'm working at Footscray Hospital, and it's a very busy job, and we've got several female plumbers on site, which is fantastic to see. When I first started, I was the only girl on the site that I started with, and that was a little bit daunting, but I've had so much support along the way with the company I'm working with the union, with my family and friends around me. Everyone has been so supportive, and I'm so grateful for that. So, yeah, I've had a really amazing experience in terms of being a female in the industry.
Well, it's great to hear. Coming to the May Day rally today is also, you were saying that you're learning about unions, and this is part of it, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely it is. Just being there and being supportive of the people that have got us to where we are now and where we're hoping to go in the future. So it's fantastic to hear the history of what has happened in the past and where we are, and we're very lucky and also grateful to be where we are now and so comfortable and supported. You know, there's not big scary rallies happening where there's fighting and all that sort of thing happening. It's very safe now, and it's like we're all here having a good time, listening to some music and having some lunch, and it's quite relaxed. So it's really nice. It's good to see the progression over time.
It's really cheerful. It's interesting. So you had the impression that unionism was all about fighting and fearfulness.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm 30. So in terms of time frames and that sort of thing, I'd grown up. My grandpa was always a cabinet maker, so I'd sort of heard. Not negative things, but as I said, it's a male-dominated environment. So, you know, I suppose there is a bit of argy-bargy
Bippo.
And that sort of thing going
Bippo.
On. Yeah, exactly right. Whereas now it's definitely changing, and people don't want to be involved in that. They just want to have fair and equal rights, I suppose. And that's why we're all here, and we're all supporting what we've known to have been fought for. So we just want to continue having the best of what we can get.
Yeah, thank you. Is there anything else you want to say about this wonderful fine day that we're having outside Trade
Talk? It's glorious, and I'm so glad to see so many of us here, and I'm looking forward to the future and seeing more women out here, because there's definitely not as much of a presence as I would like there to be, but there will be as it comes along.
And there's
I'm
a lot
sure.
of opportunities.
Absolutely, there's a lot of opportunities. So, and as a female in the industry and in any construction side of the industry, there's so many opportunities for women now, and it is a safe environment for everyone. So I would encourage people to get out there and enjoy it and learn some new trades.
thank you very much for talking to us today, Heidi.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Yeah. And we're outside Trades Hall Council, Victorian Trades Hall Council. It's May Day and there's more and more people turning up. And in fact, one of the people that are here and one of the people that support the solidarity of the workers' movement is New International Bookshop, Lucy from Nibs. Hello, Lucy from Nibs.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, good. I'm so glad you came to talk to us because you're one of the stall holders here at May Day. We're doing an OB outside Trades Hall for 3CR and all our listeners. Tell us about what the New International Bookshop has to offer.
Oh, so the New International Bookshop is like a volunteer-run, non-for-profit bookshop that's designed to be a non-institutional, attached place for people to get radical education. So you don't have to be a university student to learn about Marxism and anarchism. You can just rock up, find the books, come to our events and learn about a different way of living in this world.
Wow, it's a little bit like a continuation of the Mechanics Institutes.
Yeah, and like the International Bookshop, which was started by the CPA, when that shut down, a group of like non-affiliated people decided that we needed a space for the left to congregate. And we've been doing this for 28 years now, almost on 30 years. So.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic. And of course, your space is at the Trades Hall Council buildings here.
Yeah, we're in the basement at the Victoria Street entrance.
Yeah, and when you said that you sell books and stuff, but you also do events, don't you?
Yeah, we do book launches. Like, we have a book launch coming up, co-hosted with Palver Books, called The Unsent Condolences, which is a book of poetry by Hazara Afghan refugee, Abdul Samad Hadari. But we also do, like doco screenings. Like, we have a screening of Who Bombed Judy Barry coming up. We also have our Big Red Book Fair coming up. And this is the first time that we're talking about this publicly, apart from internally. So on the 22nd of June, which is Saturday, we're going to have our Big Red Book Fair. Like, you've all been to it before. It's where we fill Trades Hall with $3 secondhand books. We get 10% off new books. And it's a great way to come support Nibs.
Okay. And so how did you become a volunteer?
I just wanted somewhere to hang out with other like-minded people, so I sent the old coordinator a message, and 2.5 years later, I took up the coordinator role, so...
Oh, congratulations.
When you email Nibs, you're going to be talking to me.
Oh, fantastic. So so that's how someone would become involved.
Yeah, you can come volunteer, we take book donations, but just come into the store, have a chat with myself, one of the volunteers. There's always something that you can come and do and involve, get engaged with us.
Thank you very much for talking to us.
No, thank you. That's very exciting.
That's Lucy from Nibs, the new international bookshop. That's housed at Trades Hall, Victoria building here on the corner of Lygon and Victoria. And in fact, we're all out here on a lovely day for May Day. It's May Day March. There's going to be speeches at 1 very shortly. In 10 minutes' time, we're going to cross to the speeches. After that, there's going to be a march through the city, the traditional march through the city. It's going to meet up with the Palestinian, pro-Palestinian march, because that's one of the centrepiece themes of this year's May Day march and rally, the support for Palestinian workers, because, of course, May Day is an international celebration of workers. We'll just go to a track on site before we do our last chat before we cross to the speeches here outside the Trades Hall, our OB for 3CR.
As soon as they're born, you make feel small. If they're from the same class, you won't open the door. Till your pants are so tight you feel nothing at all. A working class trader is nothing to be. If you're a
working class trader, you're nothing to me. You steal from their wage to give to the rich. And you hate if they're poor, nah, you're not one of them. You're a scab who locks up kids and you're worth less than phlegm. A working class trader is nothing to be. You're a working class trader, you're nothing to me. They keep you doped with guns and suits and a fast SUV. And you think you're so clever and middle class and free. But you're still worthless peasants as far as I can see. A working class trader is nothing to be. If you're a working class trader, you're nothing to me.
And we're outside Trades Hall and the OB for 3CR, your community radio station. And one of the major themes of this rally is, of course, international solidarity of workers, and it's important to continually raise the profile of the needs to support Julian Assange. And we've got Joe Marino here, who is part of the group that in Melbourne, centred in Melbourne, that is in support of Julian Assange to be freed. G'day, Joe. How are you?
Oh, good day. It's great to be here.
Yeah, and it's a lovely day, isn't it? May Day out here. Yeah, tell us what you've. Gabriel Shipton is going to be speaking today at 3 after the rally. He's the brother of Julian Assange. How important is it for people to continue to be aware that Julian needs to be freed?
It's incredibly important because this is really a milestone case, and I think more people becoming aware. It's certainly the treatment of Julian, his confinement, imprisonment, mistreatment, in all fronts, is a terrible thing on its own, a violation of his human rights. But his case also poses a threat to the rest of us, and I think that's why, the big reason why we need to keep on remembering, keep on supporting him and encouraging people to join in the campaign in any way they can. The threat is that his case is being used to set a precedent to, first of all, target those who speak out in any form of journalism or editing, speak out on things that are inconvenient to those holding power. And if they get away with it, it opens the door to a lot more people being persecuted in that way. It's already happening, and we need to shut the door on it. We have, over this year, and certainly last year, this year it's even worse, more journalists have been targeted, arrested, killed, than ever before. It's escalating, but it's also feeding into greater policing. We've seen what's been happening in the United States on university campuses around the Gaza issue. It doesn't stop there. We are looking at Big Brother, and Julian Assange is part of that picture. And we need to stand up. If we don't, we are into trouble.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? He's being prosecuted for doing what a journalist does.
Exactly. And you know, to those who say he's not a proper journalist, well, how come Julian has won just about every journalist award there is around the place, in Australia and overseas?
Oh, yeah, no, it's absolutely appalling. In fact, it's a connector picture of all the attacks that the mainstream and the power elites actually prosecute against people that are effectively revealing the power elites' outrageous behaviours. The attacks on Julian Assange have been one step after another.
Yeah.
Their roadmap for destroying a person's credibility.
And that is, it's part and parcel of the style that gets used, and there are all sorts of attacks on him. But together with this use, the use of physical violence increasingly we're seeing from the state, we are seeing an escalation in other ways.
You know, Joe, it's really interesting because it was really important for them to first make out that he was a bad, morally bad person,
yes.
That he was not a real journalist, that sort of stuff, because they don't want people in general to be supportive of Julian Assange, which just tells you how important solidarity is and how important solidarity such as May Day is.
It is, because the target is always vilified and attempts made to destroy the reputation. And we are seeing more and more of this, and it really goes hand in hand. You know, some people are talking, and I think there is some justice about the rise of fascism, certainly around the planet, and some elements here. And part of that parcel is violence combined with undermining a person's reputation and what they stand for, and distorting it, and really trying to turn the agenda around. I mean, there was even that story about supposedly funny association with a cat, if you remember that. And it goes to ridiculous lengths. The problem with that sort of stuff, if we're not careful, and it had some effect for a while, that if enough of that comes out and it's repeated often enough, some people start to believe it.
Well, that's the thing. The important thing is to keep an eye on the ball, which is not only do we have a man who's been absolutely vilified and crucified in a physical way, in a shameful way, but also that the right to speak to power is being undermined, and that means that it affects everybody.
That's what it's all about, really, from their point of view, the perpetrator's point of view. I mean, one thing we need to realise around this case, yes, to set the ground to attack other people is a very important part of it, but they're also trying to set a precedent another way, continuing the old Monroe Doctrine on a higher level, because Washington and those who were behind that are saying that United States law, according to their interpretation, rides over all other national laws and international law.
I know, they're crazy, aren't they? They're crazy people.
And they're saying only their law, as they interpret it, should apply anywhere.
Yeah,
in other words, they can get anyone they like.
And Americans could do whatever they like anywhere to anybody. Anyway,
and that's what it's
about. We have to leave it there, and it's one of the reasons for why it's such a fantastic thing that Gabriel Shipton is going to be speaking at this rally at 3 o'clock after the rally march to the city. Thank you very much for talking to us today, Joe. We're going to have to cross to the speeches at 1 o'clock. Hopefully they'll start. But before that, we'll have a bit of music to lead us in.
Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. For the union makes us strong.
When the union's inspiration through the workers' blood shall run, there can be no power greater anywhere beneath the sun. Yet what force on earth is weaker than the feeble strength of one? But the union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. For the union makes us strong.
It is we who plowed the prairies, built the cities where they trade, dug the mines and built the workshops, endless miles of railroad laid. Now we stand outcast and starving mid the wonders we have made, but the union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever.
taken on, told millions that they never toiled to earn. But without our brain and muscle, not a single wheel can turn. We can break their haughty power, gain our freedom when we learn that the union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever.
CFMEU.
Righto. Can you hear me? I'd also like to know. I'd also like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we stand, the Wurundjeri people, their elders past and present. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. I did have a speech written up, but I left it at home, so this isn't going to take too long. But obviously, it being May Day, we're here to honour and acknowledge the history of the Australian Union Movement, and obviously it came out of the 8-hour day. We were at the memorial on Thursday, and we need to start remembering, particularly when it comes to the 8-hour day and what's come before, that we can see how far back we've come from the beginnings of the trade union movement to now. Over since 2009, only 7% of the wealth being created in Australia has gone to the bottom 50% of people. All right, over and over again, the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. And it's no coincidence that during that period, the strength of the Australian movement, union movement is halved. In the same period that we have the rich getting more and more money, we've also had union membership declining rapidly from 24% in 2008 down to 12% now. And we can see the result when it comes to paying conditions. We're not getting any stronger, we're going backwards. And we need to remember the history of what won the 8-hour day and what won everything that's come before it, particularly when we're looking at stuff like May Day. We didn't win what we won by asking politicians. We didn't win what we won by asking bosses. We won what we won by walking out the gate, going on strike and having a blue. And that's the main thing that May Day should be remembered for. Paying conditions, the cost of living, none of that's going to get better if all we do is let others try and fight for us. If all we do is ask, if all we do is try and ask other people to legislate, or all we do is ask bosses for a pay rise, we'll win fuck all. The only way you ever win is by standing up, walking out the gate and going on strike. And that is the main thing I think everyone should remember on May Day. Until we want to take on the bosses, until we want to walk out the gate, until we want to stand shoulder to shoulder with our comrades, we're not going to get any better in this country and we're only going to go backwards. So apart from that, have a good day. One last thing I will want to say, I know the Palestinian rally is coming up now. We are watching a genocide in real time and I hope everyone can get behind the Palestinian rally when it comes up. The fact that our government is supporting these war crimes and we're exporting arms to Israel or helping export arms to Israel, and we still support what the IDF is doing over there, is an absolute disgrace, and we should all be ashamed of what our government is doing. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Mike. Now I'll ask for the trade union choir to sing a couple of songs. Just before we do that, again, as I indicated, Terry was entertaining everyone for over an hour, so I'm sure you'll give him appreciation for that. Thank you.
The choir is setting itself up right now outside the Trades Hall Council. We're just getting themselves in order here. And as he said, it's a sing-along, so maybe you want to sing along too.
Union power!
If you
want to look up the lyrics and sing with us, you can try this. See if it works for you. If it works, it works.
You're listening to 3CR Community Radio, continuing the struggle for workers' rights everywhere, for a living wage and safe and healthy workplaces free from discrimination. Happy May Day.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to 3CR's May Day special.
3CR at its OB outside the Trades Hall Council on May Day.
I want to stand up for this one.
And we're crossing to Annie and the choir that are about to start singing. You can listen to us on 3cr.org.au/streaming.
For reasoning revolt now thunders, and at last ends the age of cant. So away with all your superstitions, serve our masters, arise, arise. We'll change hope with the old conditions, and spurn the dust to win that prize. So comrades, come rally, and the last fight let us face. The international unites the human race. So comrades, come rally, and the last fight let us face. The international unites the human race. So comrades, come rally, and the last fight let us face. The international unites the human race. So comrades, come rally, and the last fight let us face. The international unites the human race.
The Ballad of 1891, the nicest, most beautiful tune for Australian song. Very important because this was the first international May Day celebration in Australia. Well, 1891. So this song is very important for that reason.
And we're still crossing live to the May Day site. And here's the choirs that are going to continue with their singing.
The men who own the acres saw something must be done. We will break the shearers' union and show we're masters still. And they'll take the terms we give them, or we'll find the men who will.
Come around a little bit. Wah. Oh, your eyes, look in here, oh, Billy Lane.
Oh, Billy Lane was with them. His words were like a flame. The flag of blue above them, they spoke Eureka's name. Tomorrow's with the squatters, you'll find it does not pay. We're bringing up free labourers to get the clip away. Tomorrow's with the shearers, they may not be so keen. We can mount 3,000 horsemen to show them what we mean. Then we'll pack the west with troopers from Burke to Charters Towers. You can have your fill of speeches, but the final strength is ours. Tomorrow's at the shearers.
Which one?
Be damned to your six-shooters, your troopers and police. The sheep are getting heavy, the burr is in the fleece. Then if Nordenfelt and Gatling won't bring you to your knees, we'll find them all, the squatters said, that's made for times like these. To trial at Rockhampton, the 40 men were brought. The judge had got his orders, the squatters on the court. But for everyone was sentenced, 1,000 won't forget. When they jail a man for striking, it's a rich man's country yet.
Not such a great rendition, but you get the idea. One more for you. Can you say, I think you people are very good at chanting, so can you do a bit of a chant with us?
The wonderful dulcet tones of the May Day Choir, live from the Victorian Trades Hall. Carlton today, yeah, head over to the Victorian Trades Hall site. There's stalls, there's singing and choirs. Obviously, there's going to be food. And obviously, there's our outside broadcast team that are broadcasting live the speeches. So happy May Day to everyone and International Workers' Day. Or cross back live to the Trades Hall site.
El pueblo
unido jamás será vencido. El pueblo unido jamás será vencido.
The people united will never be defeated.
The people united will never be defeated.
We lost our note. Hold on a second.
Será mejor la vida que vendrá a conquistar nuestra felicidad y en un clamor mil voces de combates alzarán, dirán canción de libertad con decisión la patria vencerá
y ahora el pueblo que se alza en la lucha. Con voz de gigante, gritando adelante, el pueblo unido jamás será vencido. El pueblo unido jamás será vencido. El pueblo unido jamás será vencido. El pueblo unido jamás será vencido.
Three CR, May Day.
Power in the hands of the worker, but it all amounts to nothing if together we don't stand.
There is power in a union.
Now the lessons of the past were all learned with workers' blood.
Mistakes of the bosses
we must pay for,
and
the cities and the farmlands to trenches full of mud. War's always been the boss's way, sir. The union forever defending our rights. Down with that way, the workers unite
with our brothers and our sisters in many far-off lands. There is power in a union.
Now I long for the morning, the day we realize but who'll defend the workers who cannot organize?
When the bosses in their leggings out to cheat us.
Money speaks for money, the devil for his own. Who comes to speak for the skin and the bone?
With the comfort to the widow,
a light to the child.
There is power in a union.
The union forever defending our rights. Down with the black leg, the workers unite.
With our brothers and our sisters, together we will stand.
There is power in a union.
There is power in a union.
All right, union made. We're just powering along.
You're listening to 3CR 855.
3CR OB May Day.
And we're broadcasting live from the May Day rally, and you are listening to the May Day choir singing some wonderful union anthems.
There's a bit in their song which goes UNION. So
So I'd like you to notice that pick we can get to. See if you can join in.
Michael. You're listening to 3CR Community Radio, continuing the struggle for workers' rights everywhere, for a living wage and safe and healthy workplaces free from discrimination. Happy May Day.
She went to the Union Hall when a meeting it was called, and when the company boss came round, she always stood her ground. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the Union. I'm sticking to the Union. I'm sticking to the UNION. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the Union. I'm sticking to the Union till the day I die. This Union maid was wise to the tricks of the company spies. She couldn't be fooled by company stool. She always organized the guys. She always got her way when she struck for higher pay. She show her card to the company guard, and this is what she'd say. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the Union. I'm sticking to the Union. I'm sticking to the UNION. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the Union. I'm sticking to the Union till the day I die. A woman's struggle is hard, even with a union card. She's got to stand on her own 2 feet and not be a servant of a male elite. It's time to take a stand, keep working hand in hand. There is a job that's got to be done and a fight that's got to be won. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the Union. I'm sticking to the Union. I'm sticking to the UNION. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the Union. I'm sticking to the Union till the day I die.
Thanks very much for the choir. They'll be back though. Our next speaker is Shirley Winton from the No August Victoria War and Imperialism, and Mary. Shirley's an ex-union official. She said to tell you that.
Good afternoon, everyone, and we're all waiting on the Great Palestinian Solidarity March, which is on its way here now. I'd also like to thank the May Day Committee for inviting us to speak on AUKUS, war and imperialism. I'm on the solar lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, never ceded, and I pay my respect to the elders, past, present and emerging, and stand in solidarity with the First Nations people of this country in the 260 years long struggle against brutal colonialism for self-determination and sovereignty. 1st of May is also 78th anniversary of the heroic First Nations pastoral workers in the Pilbara region walking off the stations, starting their 3-year-long strike for pay and working conditions. And they won. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. May Day is International Workers' Day, a day when workers around the world proudly celebrate their hard-won victories and the ongoing struggles for workers' rights, for decent and secure livelihoods for all, for peace and for a better world. On May Day, workers and their unions pledge their solidarity with struggles of the people around the world against exploitation, oppression and imperialist wars. This year's May Day workers around the world stand in solidarity with our heroic Palestinian sisters and brothers in the 76-year-long struggle against the Zionist Israeli colonial occupation and genocide. Working people, unions, students, and millions around the world from all walks of life stand shoulder to shoulder with the Palestinian people's resistance and determination to free themselves from Zionist Israeli oppression and its backer, US imperialism. Palestine is setting the world on fire. inspiring and giving confidence to workers, unions, students, the oppressed and exploited in their struggles. The Palestinian struggle for liberation is exposing the face of imperialism behind the wars of aggression, invasions, military occupations, political and military coups, and foreign interference in other countries. Most major military and political conflicts in today's world can be traced to fierce competition between the imperial big powers for control and exploitation of natural resources, markets, people and the environment. The proxy war in Ukraine, in the Middle East, in Latin America, in the resources-rich Africa and in our own region, Asia Pacific. Imperialism creates wars, refugees and whips up racism to divide the people. Today, the world is on the threshold of another global imperialist war threatening to engulf workers across the world, a war that is being instigated and led by the US. And as in all imperialist wars, we, the working people and the environment, are the casualties, the disposable pawns in the superpower competition and the profiteering weapons corporations and military-industrial complex. It's always us, the ordinary people, who pay with our lives, our health, our livelihoods, and carry the main economic and social burden of imperialist wars. In our region of Asia Pacific, the US is preparing to start a war with China, its biggest competitor, threatening to replace the US as the dominant global superpower. It will be a war of aggression, forced on the people of our region. And Australia, the US Deputy Sheriff in Asia Pacific, is marching to the beat of the US war drums. Australia has joined AUKUS, an aggressive imperialist war pact between US, UK and Australia, created and led by the US to start war with China. AUKUS and its nuclear-powered submarines are not for the defence of Australia and peace in the region. It is an instrument of aggression, not for the defence of people of Australia, nor for peace and prosperity in the region that they claim. Australia is a US deputy sheriff doing the bidding for the US, enforcing the so-called global rules-based order in our region, rubber-stamping the US actions in the UN and supporting Israel's genocide in Gaza. AUKUS and Australia's involvement in a US-led war with China will siphon off more than $500 billion of Australian people's taxes from urgent needs of Australian people in health, education, housing, social services, aged care, childcare, and urgent action to tackle climate crisis. $368 billion on nuclear submarines and tens of billions more on US military and propping up the US and UK economies. And the only beneficiaries are the US economy and the hugely profiteering military-industrial complex and fossil fuel corporations. The winners from AUKUS and nuclear submarines are the multinational weapons and fossil fuel corporations. Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, BAE, ExxonMobil, Chevron, the military-industrial complex, raking in trillions of dollars in profits from suffering of people and destruction of the environment. But the only imminent threat to Australians' people's safety and security comes from the aggressive AUKUS War Alliance, the US military bases across this country, the secretive US-controlled Pine Gap spy base, the nuclear weapons carrying US bombers and warships in airports and airfields in the region, the nuclear-powered submarines in our ports, the deadly nuclear waste stored on the lands of the First Nations people, the Australian Alliance, and the devastation of climate crisis. These are the real threats to our safety, our well-being and sovereignty. Australia's manufacturing industry is being turned into a production line for multinational weapons corporations and imperialist wars. This is because workers in this country are not in charge of what our labour produces. These are the weapons used in the horrific genocide of Palestinian people and against their sisters and brothers in other countries fighting for their rights and against oppression. Multinational weapons corporations are infiltrating our universities and our schools. Public funds are handed over to them for research and development in our universities for the deadly weapons of wars of aggression. These are public funds much needed for scientific research into health and well-being of people and the environment. Australia's military and defence are now deeply integrated into the US imperialist war machine. Our fight is not against workers of other countries. Our battles are right here for secure and decently paid work, for all workers, workers' rights, for safety at work, for affordable housing for all, for properly funded healthcare and education, and tackling the climate crisis, for urgently needed funds and action to end the violence against women. Australian people don't want Australia to be involved in another US war. Workers, unions, and people from all walks of life are coming together, uniting, working together, and speaking out against AUKUS for peace and against war. Australian workers and their unions have always stood up for peace and against imperialist wars. Peace has always been union business. We need an independent and peaceful foreign policy that upholds the sovereignty of all countries and build solidarity with workers and the oppressed around the world. We must build a broad anti-war movement and fight for peace. The courageous Palestinian people are showing us how protracted struggle will unite and mobilise the people against injustice and tyranny. Peace is union business. Scrap AUKUS and nuclear-powered submarines. Remove all foreign military bases from Australia. Close Pine Gap. Cut ties with multinational weapons corporations. End the Israeli Zionist occupation of Palestine. Solidarity with Palestinian people. Solidarity with all workers and the oppressed around the world. Touch one, touch all, and Palestine will live. The workers united will never be defeated, and the people united will never be defeated. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Shirley. I'm sure people express their appreciation again, thanking Shirley for that speech. Now, the Trade Union Choir is going to sing a couple of more songs, and we're actually waiting for the Palestinians to come up here.
And you just heard from Shirley Winton, one of the speakers from the platform at Victorian Trades Hall, coming to May Day from an anti-AUKUS lens. You're listening to 3CR Community Radio, 855 AM, digital, and live streaming via 3cr.org.au/streaming. We'll cross back to the May Day rally and demonstration.
Raise and the scarlet flag triumphantly. We fight for socialism and our liberty. A bunch of buffalo, Alaristosa, Bandera Rosa, Bandera Rosa. A bunch of buffalo, Alaristosa, Bandera Rosa.
Now, should we do solidarity or?
Yeah, yeah, let's do it.
May as well.
Yeah.
Nora.
It's going to get loud soon.
You're listening to 3CR 855 AM, and we are listening to a few tunes from the choir at May Day.
The workers' blood shall run. There can be no power greater anywhere beneath the sun. Yet what falls on earth is weaker than the feeble strength of one. For the union makes us strong. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. For the union. Parasite, who would lash us into such a man would crush us with his might. Is there anything left for us to do but organize and fight? For the union makes us strong. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. For the union. Taken unto millions that they never told to earn. But without our brain and muscle, not a single will return. We can break their haughty power, gain our freedom.
And so we can hear the choir in the background, as we have been informed that the Palestinian March is approaching Victorian Trades Hall to have their speaker approach the crowd and speak to the crowd. It's going to be Noura Mansour, who is with the Australian Palestine Network. And as we know, May Day this year is International Workers' Day, celebrated throughout the world. And this year, the May Day Committee expresses solidarity with the Palestinian people and opposition to the Israeli-US aggression in Gaza. And so the organisers of Free Palestine Sunday rallies are going to be meeting up with the May Day March and demonstration at Victorian Trades Hall in Carlton. And they will march throughout the city together, because Palestinian rights and Palestinian issues are union issues. And it's a really important collaborative event that is happening today. We'll cross back to the march and see what's going on now. You're listening to 3CR Community Radio.
Sounds like the march is approaching.
Yeah, we're outside Trades Hall on May Day this morning and this afternoon, and the May Day rally has just been met by the Palestinian, pro-Palestinian rally. They're all they're all coming along here. There's supposed to be a speaker from that rally leading us down there to the march through the city. This is the OB from 3CR. Outside Trades Hall Council buildings. We're on the corner of Ligon and Victoria Street. We can hear the drums from the Palestinian rally.
And as the speakers get ready and the march gathers with the rest of the crowd, we might go into some community service announcements. while I unbury my mouse from a pile of papers.
Career boy, working overtime.
Keep that work radio locked to 3CR. This May Day 2024 special broadcast.
Make Daddy Marks proud. Cheap office coffee.
If you look at the big sheep shearer strikes of the 1880s and 1890s, a key figure behind that was a guy called Andrew Stepney, Black Andy they used to call him. He was an Aboriginal worker. He was a very core organiser in the sheep shearer strike. He led hundreds of, you know, non-Indigenous workers to do all these strike actions or whatever else and stuff. He used to lead, you know, dozens of men into the scab camps to, you know, go beat up all the scabs and get rid of them and stuff. When they first started hearing about him, all the news was reporting, you know, they thought he was this African American that was a part of like the anti-slavery movement who had come across to Australia to, you know, try and push it here. But he was a black fella from Queensland.
May Day 2024, only on 3CR Community Radio.
Dead their door, set the record straight. My team heavyweight. One mob repping, we the first to originate.
And we are live here from May Day outside Trades Hall. We are going to be roving around speaking to people, but you can hear the sounds in the background. The Palestinian rally has joined the May Day rally, and the atmosphere down here on the ground is absolutely powerful, one of strong solidarity. We'll be interviewing different people throughout the afternoon, so don't move that dial, stay tuned. I'm here with my co-host Marisol Salina.
Oh, hi, everyone. Happy May Day to everyone who is listening to 3CR. We have so many people. I would say millions, but probably thousands.
Marisol is the host of Mujeres Latinoamericanas here on 3CR, and we've been interviewing also people in Spanish. Marisol, why is it important? Why is it important for you to be here on May Day?
Why? Because we need to defend what people long time ago managed to win, you know, that we can work 8 hours, that we can rest 8 hours, that we can enjoy 8 hours. Also, we can have a payday, we can have a sick leave. So we need to defend everything that people who came to Australia before me, you know, they managed to win. We have a long history of people getting bashed and jailed when they were fighting for what we are enjoying today. So, of course, May Day is so important. May Day is where everyone should be. You are a worker. I don't understand why you are not here. It's important. You are enjoying all the benefits from those people who had a long history of fighting. So if you enjoy today, you know, 8 hours and you have holiday, you should be here with us.
Thank you, Marisol. We're here live from the May Day rally, and we have here Canopy, longtime activist. Canopy, what does it mean for you to be here on May Day?
Well, it means a lot. And having marching from State Library, as I normally do for Palestine, coming to the May Day rally was really fantastic. So this is actually my second May Day rally. On Wednesday, May 1st, we rallied and we had really big numbers, better than last year. And many different groups from many different backgrounds and Iranian revolutionaries. But today, May Day, is the working class day. But we need more people, more unions and more grassroots activists and more people of the oppressed to take part in May Day. And having Palestinians here is really great. It's and all over the world, from Turkey to Japan, to South Korea, to Latin South America. People are marching and struggling against the forces of the police and military to celebrate what May Day is and coming out. May Day is really important to me.
Thank you so much, Canopy. We are crossing live from May Day outside Trades Hall. We will be having some speeches now that we will be tuning into. You can hear in the background the drummers. Don't move that dial. Stay tuned to 3CR as we bring you some speeches just outside Trades Hall here on this May Day rally, where the two rallies have converged. The Palestinian rally that is held every week has converged outside Trades Hall. We're just waiting for some speakers to be set up here outside Trades Hall. We'll be bringing you live speeches. And in the meantime, the atmosphere here is just one of incredible solidarity.
I need the crowd to keep moving forward, please. All the Palestine crowd, keep moving forward so I have space for everybody.
You can hear the sounds of the rally here.
And then we will march again.
And the amazing energy. So we will be bringing you the speeches live as they happen. And we will be marching. You can hear some chants in the background. And, of course, the Palestinian drummers.
Thank you very much. Well done. Keep moving forward. We have plenty of space to play with.
We can hear the sounds of the rally in the background. The energy is absolutely vibrant. So many people. We have thousands of people here. And we are standing in front of the stage with drummers. Every week, the Palestinian drummers accompany the rally. And shortly you'll be hearing the drummers, followed by the speakers.
Free Palestine! Free Palestine! Free Palestine! When I say Palestine, you say Palestine is union business. Palestine is! Fantastic, everyone. Now we're going to hold to the unions to take the lead in the rally. Let's go. Oink, oink.
And indeed, Palestine is union business here on May Day. We're standing outside Trades Hall. You can hear the drummers in the background. And shortly we will start with the first speaker at this May Day rally. We're coming to you live outside the rally. Live outside Trades Hall on this May Day.
May Day. You've done a grand demonstration for peace. Peace in the world, that's very important. Now we've got a speaker who'd like to speak to you. Mara, her name is. She's going to take a speech on the issue of Palestine. Then we're going to march through the city and then come back here and have a couple more speakers.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. The speaker will be Nora Mansour.
Privilege it is to be standing in community here today with all of you. What an honor it is to be a part of this historic global movement of anti-war, a movement that leaves no one behind, a movement that is inclusive and calls for freedom, equality, and justice for all. From the river to the sea, I'd like to start by acknowledging the traditional owners and the custodians of the land, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations, and pay respects to elders past and present. I would like to also acknowledge their ongoing struggle for justice and self-determination. I would like to also acknowledge that this land always was Aboriginal land. Always was?
Always will be.
Aboriginal land. We stand here today to honor the struggle, the sacrifices, and the triumphs of those who dared to dream of and struggle for a better world. We stand here today to honor their legacy and to make a promise that we will carry on and we will keep fighting and we will keep working for a better world for all. From the river to the sea, we will continue to demand, as we honor the labor and efforts, we will continue to demand and work towards a fairer, a safer world. A world where targeting babies, newborn babies, in incubators is not normalized. A world where targeting hospitals is not a norm. And a world where those who commit and enable genocide are held accountable. Every 10 minutes, a child is killed in Gaza. For the last 7 months, we watched Israel intentionally and deliberately destroy every aspect of life in Gaza. Nothing and no one is safe. Hospitals, mosques, churches, schools, markets, refugee camps. Nothing and no one is safe. Thousands of Palestinian workers are being held hostages in Israel. Their fate remains unknown. Here on this stolen land, our communities are under attack by the same forces who are committing and enabling genocide in Gaza. Students, encampment, academics, community members have been the target of Zionist, violent Zionist campaigns of intimidation and defamation. Yet, despite all of these attempts to silence and intimidate our voices, our movement continues to grow. Our community continues to grow. And the fact is that these bullying and intimidation tactics have proven to be ineffective, because a movement or a cause that advocates and defends justice, equality, freedom is simply undefeatable. A cause, a just cause that calls for justice, freedom, equality is inevitable. And it's only a matter of time until these values prevail. Free, free Palestine! Free, free Palestine.
Free, free Palestine.
From the river to the sea.
Palestine will be free.
And this is why the Palestinian cause and struggle resonate with millions around the world. From Gaza to Gadigal, from Wadi al-Ni'am in the Naqab to Wurundjeri country, from every corner of this planet, we stand in humanity and in solidarity with all oppressed people all around the world. In our thousands, in our millions, in our thousands, in our millions. We refuse to be desensitized to the suffering of others. And we will not relinquish our moral duty to act in solidarity with each other. 76 years of Nakba, ethnic cleansing, displacement, crimes against humanity, and genocide at the hands of the Zionist project. Our right to seek liberation from colonial apartheid and racist regime is non-negotiable. Our right to return to our homeland is non-negotiable. And the rights of our children to live safely and freely and in peace on our ancestral land is non-negotiable. The liberation of the Palestinian people is not a question of if, but a question of when. And I know that for a fact because with the sumud and steadfastness and resilience of our Palestinian people on the ground, and your friendship and your commitment and your solidarity, soon it's just a matter of time until we are all celebrating liberation in Jerusalem. Before I leave you, I'd like to remind everyone of what the giant intellectual and activist Edward Said encouraged us to remember. Remember the solidarity shown to Palestine here and everywhere. Remember also that there is a cause to which many people have committed themselves, difficulties and terrible obstacles notwithstanding. Why? Because it is a just cause, a moral quest for equality and human rights. So from the river to the sea, from the river to the sea, in our thousands, in our millions, in our thousands, in our millions.
And you're tuning in to 3CR here live from the May Day Rally. Len Cooper, May Day Secretary.
I'm sure you're going to show appreciation for her speech. Right. Now, what's happening now is that the May Day banner should be down the bottom near the street. The Palestinians will be behind that banner, and then people follow the Palestinians. We do a normal May Day march through the city and then come back here, and we've got a couple more speeches, all right? Yeah. Thanks, comrades.
And we're here outside Trades Hall at the May Day Rally. That was Len Cooper, May Day Secretary. Sorry, folks. We're going to go to a quick song as we continue to broadcast from outside Trades Hall and from the rally. You're tuned in to 3CR.
3CR extends a happy May Day to workers everywhere. All over the world, working people are struggling every day for jobs, a living wage, health and safety at work, full rights for women workers, migrant workers, Indigenous people and refugees. It's important to celebrate May Day because too often the workers of the world are denied a voice.
We've actually just got a message from the crew on the ground and we're going to go back to them.
Is the voice of the workers.
Stay
happy
tuned.
May Day.
And you're tuned in to 3CR. We're here at the May Day Rally with Claudio. Claudio, why is May Day important to you? And can you also introduce yourself?
Hey, my name's Claudio. I've been coming along to May Day since I was a kid. It's like an annual tradition for my family. I come from a family of Chilean refugees who came to Australia. I have been like lifelong trade unionists. So it's an annual important march for me and my family and our nieces and nephews to come along as like a traditional event to like show our support, both for like this year for solidarity and support of Palestine, but also fighting for workers' rights. And so part of that is like a tradition, or like we want to revive the traditions and also like think about like what's happening in Chile, Latin America, and the ongoing struggles that are happening there for around the environment, around the women, fighting for workers' rights, and like how May Day is like an international day of solidarity for all workers to come together and like, yeah, be part of that fight back.
Thanks so much, Claudio. Thank you. And we're here outside Trades Hall. We are going to continue to march. As Claudio was saying, today is a day of international solidarity, and we're going to be bringing you the voices of people here on the ground as we march into the city. And then we are going to come back here outside Trades Hall to listen to some more speeches. We're going to cross over to a community announcement while we bring you more news from the rally. Back to you, 3CR, in the studio.
Y'all know how to kick it out.
Because as we know, the saying is, if we don't fight, we lose. If we don't fight, we lose. Whether we're talking about union issues, whether we're talking about civil and political rights issues, if we don't stand, if we don't fight, then we lose. And that's what it's about.
3CR, kicking against the pricks since 1976. And I guess I could get you crazy
now, baby. Yes, we're here at the march. Can you introduce yourself, please, from the ETU?
Hi, yeah, my name's Mavorni. I'm an ETU member.
And why is May Day important to you?
I think it's always important that we all put in the effort to fight for our rights as workers. Ultimately, we're the ones that have the power to stop any oppression against ourselves or other people. If we stop working, we can stop anything from happening, really. So we need to always be using that power for the right reasons.
And as a woman in the ETU, you've got the flag on, you're representing. What does that mean to you as well?
It means it's good to be part of such a strong union. But I do hope that we can use that power for the right reasons at the right time. And this is a very important time in history to be using union power for what the union was built for, which is to protect our rights and everybody's rights. We all, at the end of the day, just want to be able to go to our job, be safe at our job, be safe at home, and not have to be forced into being complicit in hurting other people in order to make a living.
Thank you so much, Mavorni. I appreciate you talking to 3CR live today from the May Day rally. Any final words?
Just come down and join the marches if you can. Do anything you can. Our EBA recently, I put forward a motion that we should have the right to leave work if we find out our company is complicit in genocide. You can take that to your union. Use the union power and don't give up.
Thank you so much. That was Mavorni from the ETU. We're live here at the May Day rally, and we are marching down the streets of Melbourne. We will be marching back. We're marching down Russell Street at the moment, going past the old Melbourne jail. You can hear the sounds of the drummers, as always. We've come across a great banner that says, "We don't want civilian killing machines." And this group here is holding an embroidered banner. We are live on 3CR. This is a crocheted banner. Can you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit more about your group?
Yeah, we're not really a group. We're just like friends who travel in on the Epping train line together. But my name's Mayhem, and I crochet a lot. And I started crocheting banners, blanket banners, just from crochet and nana squares when I was visiting refugees in detention about 10 years ago, a bit longer. And then I made these two that we're carrying today just since the bombardment of Gaza has started.
And what does the banner say? Can you describe it?
So the one you're holding is a Palestinian flag. Within the middle, there's like Arabic script saying Al-Hariya, which means freedom in Arabic. And I had to kind of check with about 5 different native Arabic speakers to get it right, because, I'm not a native Arabic speaker, and also it's a very subtle script. It comes from kind of ink writing, so if you make one mistake, it doesn't kind of quite work if the angle's wrong. The other one says no pride in genocide, and it's massive. It took about 160 hours while I had COVID in January this year. And it's also got like the progressive pride flag in the corner, and the whole basis is the Aboriginal flag, and so it says no pride in genocide.
And you're certainly standing out here at the rally. Beautiful crochet banner. Thank you for speaking to us.
No worries, pleasure. And yeah, love your work at 3CR.
Thank you. That was a group that does a crochet banner that says freedom and no pride in genocide. Look out for them at any future rallies. We are passing, just about to pass the State Library here, live, crossing to you live from the May Day rally. And I just want to say hello. We are live on air. This is Flora Osorio. Flora, can you say hello to 3CR listeners live?
Absolutely. Yes, 3CR, always be part of this. That's what I admire about 3CR. It's always together with the people who are in a struggle.
So good to see you. Tell me, what does May Day mean to you?
Oh, a lot. I mean, it's the struggle of the workers, right? And I need to say that in Colombia, on the 1st of May, we had an amazing demonstration in support of the new government that is want to make the life of poor people much better and the life of everybody in that country. And it's fantastic what happened on the 1st of May. So I'm very happy about that. And Colombia, the president of Colombia, the new president, Petro, is fighting to the right wing that doesn't let him to do any of the promises and any of the changes that he wants to do in the country.
And of course, the president of Colombia and the Colombian government have broken ties with Israel recently, which is so fantastic.
Yes, it's amazing that he in his speech during the 1st of May, he announced that, and everybody was very happy about it, which was great reaction. Yeah, and the right wing is using it against him. Well, they use anything. They always lie. The media is completely telling lies about him. They don't never say what he's doing good. So it's a long way of struggle for him, yeah, and the people. He's not alone.
And Flora, you are a long-time supporter of 3CR, also ex-programmer, and you were involved with the station for many years on the Latin American program, the Latin American Update program. Any final words for May Day to the 3CR listeners?
Oh, well, and I hope that you grow and grow and grow, and we need to make sure that everybody knows about how 3CR is making the struggle of for the people who want to change this country. They know that we could listening to that and see the truth, because the rest of the media doesn't tell the truth. And I think 3CR is important for everybody.
Thank you so much. That was the voice of Flora Osorio, longtime supporter of 3CR, longtime Colombian activist here in Melbourne. We are outside the rally. We're outside the State Library on the side of Russell Street. And we're bringing you the sounds of people on the ground here at the rally. We might cross over to a short announcement back in the studio. You're tuned into 3CR.
We should be celebrating May Day because, first of all, it was started with a bunch of fabulous women garment workers in New York back at the turn of the 20th century. And we should be celebrating all women's achievements in the union movement and in the struggle for equality and justice for humankind. So enjoy May Day, folks.
And we're here at May Day Rally with Bert Blackburn. Bert, can you tell us a little bit about the banner you're holding and the organisation you represent?
Yes, thank you. Look, it's IPAN, the Independent Peaceful Australia Network, and we're very concerned about the prospect of war. We're concerned about what's happening to the Palestinians, which is being... The war is being supported through Australia at Pine Gap, and that's quite horrific that Australia is at all participating in this genocide against the Palestinian people. The Independent Peaceful Australia Network is right across Australia, and they're taking up the struggle, not only on behalf of the Palestinians, but also against AUKUS. We've got plenty of money for war. We're going to have $368 billion spent on nuclear submarines, and the problem is that we need it for healthcare and education and all those sorts of things.
Thank you for that, Bert. You're a familiar face here. I've seen you at probably every May Day rally. What does May Day mean to you?
Well, May Day itself, people don't understand, it's the struggle around shorter working hours. It actually commenced in the United States. It wasn't started in China or Russia. It started in the United States with the Haymarket people that were executed for their struggle around workers' conditions and the shorter hours. So it's very important to me.
Thank you so much, Bert, and good to speak to you. You can follow anything to do with IPAN on ipan.org.au. Thank you, comrade.
Thanks, comrade.
We're here at the May Day rally. I found a familiar face here. We're live on 3CR. Hi, Simone. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Pilar?
I'm good. Can you tell us a little bit about what May Day means to you?
May Day means a lot to me because this is day when workers get together and show how much power we have to bring down things like war to its knees.
And you are a union member, I know. What is the union you belong to?
The Australian Services Union.
And the ASU has been really involved in the rallies that happen every week. You've been coming to those rallies as well?
Yes, pretty much every week. Yeah. And I've been really proud of our union's presence in the Unionists for Palestine movement.
Thank you so much, Simone. Glad to talk to you today.
Speak to you, Pilar.
We're crossing to you live from the May Day rally, and we're in the thick of it here. Hi. Can you introduce yourself? We're live on 3CR.
Oh, yeah. Hi, so I'm Holly. I'm a member of the Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation, and I'm part of Unionists for Palestine and Healthcare Workers for Palestine, which is a group of rank-and-file members who organise in our unions for a free Palestine.
What does May Day mean to you?
May Day is such an important tradition when unionists have stood on the right side of history and advocated for social justice. You know, we know that May Day, traditionally, we've come out and we've stood for anti-apartheid, we've stood against the Vietnam War, and I see what's happening today with unionists coming out in solidarity with the Palestinian people as an extension of that solidarity and of that tradition, and I'm really proud to be a part of it.
And of course, your union has a long and powerful tradition of struggle as well. Yeah, it's great to see you here. You look like you're quite young, so it's great. Any final words for the listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's really important that as nurses and midwives, we're able to express our political rights and to come out and to advocate for Palestine. We have an ethical obligation to speak up for Palestine because we need to ensure universal access to human care, to healthcare. We need to ensure human rights. We need to stand up and advocate for Palestine because that is part of our duty as nurses. And as trade unionists, you know, we know that the way that you go about getting change is from struggling and getting there. And so, you know, I invite everybody to join their union, to be active in their union, to advocate for Palestine in their union, and to be part of, essentially millions of trade unionists throughout history who've believed that a better world is possible and have believed that ordinary people are the key to getting there as well. So, yeah, thank you. Thank you for talking to me.
Thank you so much. We are here live at the May Day rally, and we are approaching the steps of the State Library. Comrade.
Hi, I'm Dimitri. I'm a member of Melbourne Anarchist Communist Group, and I'm marching not just because, you know, of the May Day, but also, you know, for solidarity to the Palestinian struggle.
Thank you. And what does this day mean to you?
This day, lots. It means, you know, the struggle also in the working places, and also in solidarity, you know, with people who are really have problem like the Palestinian people, and also, you know, in solidarity with everyone, you know, in the world, you know, who is in this position and is fighting against domination and imperialism.
Thank you so much for your words, Dimitri. Have a good May Day. We're here outside the May Day rally, and we might cross back to a song back in the studio. You're tuned into 3CR.
Welcome back to the studio, and we are going to be hearing Talking About Revolution by Tracy Chapman.
Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds whisper. Who are people gonna rise up and get their share? Who are people gonna rise up and take what's theirs? Don't you know you better run, run, run. But a revolution. Yes, finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution. Oh no. Talking about a revolution. Oh, while they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds a whisper. And finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution. Yes, finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution. Oh no. Talking about a revolution. Talking about a revolution.
And we're crossing back to Pilar with some more Vox Pops.
You're listening to 3CR. We're outside the Strait Library here with Rowan and his little dog, Tilly. Rowan, you're here at the May Day March. What does May Day mean to you?
I think since I've been getting into politics more, May Day's become, I guess, a learning exercise every year, where like more and more I'm learning about the history of working class struggle in Australia, but not even just Australia, all throughout Southeast Asia and across the world, and learning a lot about like Australia's deep connection and history to people's struggle in a lot of the countries that Australia exploits. And so I think it's been, year on year, just a deeper and deeper learning experience for me, and connecting to a group of people that I haven't necessarily always had a community around. So it's actually getting more and more special every single year that I participate in events and rallies, which is very cool. It's something that I didn't necessarily think I would find myself in.
And I think also a rally like this, where you have all the different communities represented, you can kind of learn some of that stuff firsthand, like you say, the struggles of different communities around the world.
Yeah, absolutely. I think over the last couple of years, I've been helping out organisation AAWL, Australia Asia Worker Links. And through that, I've met a lot of new activists, but a lot of activists that have been around the Melbourne space for decades, sometimes several decades. And just the richness in conversation, as well as the, I guess, like the struggles that never ended, but like the context has slightly changed, always seems to come up, and I'm always learning a lot more. And unfortunately, like with the genocide happening in Gaza, it has been like a 6 month incredibly short-tracked learning experience, not only about the Middle East, but around all of the communities that are affected by this. And more, I think I've just met so many Palestinians and so many other people of countries that are indirectly or directly accidentally helping fund and do this genocide. And I think like the May 1 connection of being able to connect that to the workers and how we hold a lot more power in stopping or disrupting or holding to account not just our government but the entire supply chain around the world. It's been a very, very quick deep dive into that, and I still have an infinite amount to learn, but I'm hopefully that I'm able to pick it up and then share that with people that I know who also aren't necessarily connected to the struggle. And I see a lot of new faces, and I see a lot of people who've been really energized and engaged over the last several months, and it brings me a lot of joy and hope, and that being able to share grief collectively and see how we can process that together has been a really special time. And I think some days you don't know if what you're doing is meaningful, and then you go out and you connect again with the community who are out there like every day doing something, and you're reminded again that no, these are the people who want us here. They want us like being loud. They want us just trying out as many ways as possible to keep this in the news, keep the pressure on, and change things systemically, not just change things for us in this moment in time, but change things for the next generation. Which is actually something that's been really cool, seeing the UniMelb Gaza Solidarity Camp. I was able to go out there on Wednesday and Thursday, and I tell you what, I've seeing how like the next generation of organizers are just so on top of organizing, like a really well-run, really caring, community-focused campaign on UniMelb has just, again, like reinvigorated me and made me know that I can go out there and do more, because I'm seeing what they're doing, I'm hearing what they're doing, and I'm like, oh, these are skills that I can also pass on. So I think it's been horrible several months, and being able to connect with such a large group of people has been phenomenal, and I cannot wait to see how this keeps rolling on and that next generation of absolutely incredible organizers that I don't know what they're going to do, but I know it's going to be massive, and I just want to be there supporting them.
Thank you so much for your words, Rowan. And yes, get down to support the students at the Melbourne Uni encampment. Any final words on this May Day to the listeners of 3CR?
If you can find a single person in your workplace to organise with because you want to change things, you want to try and put pressure on, even one other person than yourself makes a massive difference. I think I've found so many people at my workplace when I've had the bravery to talk about what's happening in Gaza and what Israel's doing. And I found so many people at my workplace who are also were uncomfortable talking about that. And then when we were able to connect, when we were able to like share our experiences and what we've been doing to help out, I've now got friends for life, and you can do that, and you can change your workplace small bits at a time, and that all makes a massive difference. So whatever you can do, get out there and do it. Find those connections, find the people that you want to work with and do cool things with.
In Spanish, we have a little saying that's gente pequeña haciendo cosas pequeñas cambian el mundo, which is small people, little groups doing little things help to change the world, and that's exactly what you're saying. So thank you for your words, Rowan. Here with your little dog Tilly in a bag, looking very cute. Yeah, you've still got time if you're listening. We're still at the rally. We're still marching through the streets of Melbourne. We're going back to Trades Hall, so you've still got time. If you've been energised by some of the voices that you've heard, by some of the messages of solidarity that you've heard from the various people we've spoken to, get down here to May Day. Get down here to Trades Hall. The march has not yet arrived back at Trades Hall, but you can still come down and have a chat with someone, have a cup of tea, have a sausage, talk to any of the people here at the May Day rally. You are listening to 3CR. We're broadcasting live from the streets of Melbourne from the May Day rally. We're going to go back to the studio now for a short announcement and maybe a song.
You're listening to 3CR Community Radio, continuing the struggle for workers' rights everywhere, for a living wage and safe and healthy workplaces free from discrimination. Happy May Day.
Pressure, she called me diamond on the weekdays. Got so much pressure, that's why this song be stuck on replay. I got pressure, she called me diamond. No time for mistake, too scared for writing. You know, I dreamed this reality since I was a youngin'. Right now, who I be, and now the manifestation's coming in. Now why you acting
like what?
Now why you acting like that? Put your thoughts into the universe and she gon' bring it right back. You so hard on yourself, mama, you don't need that. No, you your biggest critic, girl. Best believe that. Best believe that. Best believe that. Cause why? I needed to hear that. Am I overthinking will be the death of me? Am I pointless stressing won't be the remedy for my motivation that I feel I need? Ooh, I got pressure. She called me diamond on the weekday. Got so much pressure. That's why this song be stuck on replay. And I got pressure. She called me diamond on the weekday. Yeah, yeah. Got so much pressure. That's why this song be stuck on replay. Now that's whack. I don't know how to act. A false reality that I seem to create it in my head to make me feel I'm not deserving of these things I do. And I only track your vibe and it's a G-Pot 2. And what's that? As a matter of fact, this is just a reminder that so happens to be a rap kite. You're doing exactly what you want to do. And now she fly into your state just to sing for you. And ooh, oh my, let's track up the time. Now, enough reflection, too much again. Think it will be the death of me. Am I pointless stress? It won't be the remedy for my motivation that I feel I need. Ooh. I got pressure. She call me diamond on the weekday.
She call me. Ooh, she call
got so much pressure. That's why this song be stuck on me. That's why this song be stuck on replay.
That was Miss Shiny by Kate, K-A-I-I-T. And we are now heading back to the crew. We've got another person lined up to chat to.
We're now with our last speaker for the day, Asil. Can you say some words to the 3CR community? You're on air live.
Hello, 3CRs. I am here in the protest for the 1 million week since I was born that we are fighting for freedom, for fighting for liberation. We're fighting for our words to be heard, for our people to be heard, to stop this genocide and to hopefully having liberation. And every week I wait for this moment, for that kind of half a day of Sunday, to see people who are fighting for freedom from all around the world, no matter where they were born and what language they speak. They come here fighting for their own freedom in Sudan, in Congo, in Papua New Guinea, in every single space, to say enough to this oppression, enough for this, you know, injustice in all around the world. It's just happening, and it's happening more. And if we don't stand here today, every week, until that happens, no liberation will happen in Palestine, no liberation will happen in Australia, no liberation will happen anywhere in the world.
Hasil, what does May Day mean to you? This today's May Day, what does that mean to you?
I am a kid of a May Day. My dad is, my grandfather is. We are all here because we were born. We are not those elite people that just born with that spoon, you know, golden spoon. We have always worked so hard. We are working for our community in every day, recognized or unrecognized. We are working all the time. We are working because we cannot stop. We're working because I, even as a freedom fighter, that's our work have been. We are, as workers in Palestine, we have planted the seeds, we have planted the trees, we have planted the olives since I was even born and way before it. We are the workers that are fighting every day for our liberation. We are the workers that have taught in every small space people how to do, how to live, how to fight and never stop fighting for their, you know, people and what they fight for and what they stand for. So for me, this day and every day is a day for fighting, a day for working so hard to educate, working so hard to, you know, raise awareness, working so hard to just stand together. No matter, again, who we are, where coming from, this land is always going to be Aboriginal land, always so welcome and so blessed to be welcome in this place and be able to even fight with our Aboriginal brothers and sisters wearing their flag and in their heart, in our tops and in our hearts, to say and fight together for our freedom. So, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Hasil, Palestinian activist here at the May Day rally. We are now going to cross back to the studio. You've been listening to a live broadcast, and we will be going back to Trades Hall. So if you're at home, you're nearby, you've still got time to come down to Trades Hall, May Day. The rally is still continuing. We're only halfway up Bourke Street, about to come to Russell Street. We've been broadcasting live, bringing you various voices of people here at the rally. And we're going to keep playing rally sounds, but I'll leave you back with the crew in the studio.
And welcome back. You've been listening to 3CR's coverage of the May Day Rally 2024 and you're back now in the studio with me, Amy, and Michele.
Thank you to Pilar, Karina, Fung, Marisol, did I already say Pilar? And also Annie for doing all the work on the ground, really appreciative of their work and how incredible it was to hear all those speeches. But in particular, the Vox Pops were really incredible, especially from grassroots groups and even groups like the crochet group.
I want to see that.
Super sweet. So I'm very excited to attend another rally in the future and see what's going on there.
Yeah. Stay tuned for Queering the Air. That's up next. Followed by our final May Day program, a special feature on the Pilbara strike.
So the Pilbara strike has already, we already had that episode. So that was on Wednesday. So I suppose what we could tell people is that we've had May Day broadcasting on Wednesday, which would be really great if people wanted to listen back to those episodes. They can head to 3cr.org.au/May Day 2024, where you'll be able to hear the podcasts of all our May Day programming. And also to listen back, you'll be able to hear the rally speeches from Wednesday, the 1st of May, and also today, Sunday, the 5th of May. And yes, the special broadcast on the Pilbara strike was first broadcast on Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. And that podcast is already up. And that was a story of when about 800 indigenous folks went on strike. And a lot of them were pastoral workers in northwest Western Australia. And so it's a little known story that happened in 1946, and it was like a 3-year strike.
Yeah.
So an incredible story. But yes, thank you to everyone who's been listening. Thank you to Amy for being co-anchor and controlling the panel. It's been a really great day. Any last words from you, Amy?
Also, maybe check out the recent broadcast of Bunjil's Fire, where I think Kieran Stewart Asherton was on from the Black People's Union, talking about his knowledge about First Nations activism in the union world and stuff like that.
It was a really great conversation. It's like a 2-hour conversation with Robbie Thorpe. So yeah, have a listen in to talk about, to listen in about workers' rights and worker solidarity from a First Nations perspective. Have the best May Day. Keep listening to Radical Radio on 3CR.
Bye.